I am now standing in front of location D on the tactile map. For now, I will ignore the three monitors playing Simon's videos and focus on describing the plywood wall onto which they are mounted. The three 8-foot tall by 4-foot wide panels are standard dimensions of plywood. Kiyoshi has not cut them down, but instead based this wall on these dimensions. Kiyoshi has again used a belt sander to make marks and gestures into the plywood. Plywood is made out of multiple very thin layers of wood veneer that have been glued and compressed together, and Kiyoshi's belt sanded marks reveal these layers, allowing me to see and feel their slight variation in color and texture. The three panels look like they were all belt sanded together. Gestures on the leftmost panel move into the center panel and can be traced all the way to the far right panel. The gestures are large and sweeping. While abstract in nature, the shapes and lines have an organic quality to them. I think about the marks left in wood by a termite or the roots and branches of a tree. The gestures on the central panels are the most dense. The bottom right quadrant of this central panel has an especially worked area. Where the marks on most of the panels look like they were made by a smooth and rocking motion with the belt sander, the bottom right area looks to be worked in a staccato-like swooping and sculpting motion. The plywood is still smooth to the touch, but notably rougher than the previously described plywood that is mounted onto the piece past future past. Particularly rough is the bottom area of the central plywood panel. You are again free to touch, but do so lightly and be wary of splinters. I will now describe the video installation that plays on the three monitors mounted onto the plywood wall. This piece is titled Ceremony for Smoke and Mirrors and is location E on the tactile map. These videos are a three-channel installation and are meant to be viewed all at the same time. I find myself spending some time with the scene from one of the videos, then moving my gaze to another, then observing what is happening on all three at the same time. Each video is about a 10-minute loop and is composed of multiple short, static shots. The shots fade from one to another, and at points one shot is even overlaid on top of another shot. Much of the footage in these videos was shot by Simon on the docks of North Vancouver, where for several years he was employed on a predominantly Filipino crew doing maintenance and fabrication on luxury yachts. Simon would shoot videos of himself and his co-workers going about their daily work and tasks. The footage included here consists of scenes of painting, constructing furniture, doing deck maintenance, cleaning, and other scenes of work. Due to an issue with permanent residency paperwork, Simon was unable to return from a recent trip to Southeast Asia, and he completed the edit of these videos from his sister's home in the Philippines. Included in the videos is footage from his time on this trip. Scenes of working on yachts in North Vancouver fade into scenes from the Philippines, such as a military parade or a shot of Simon's relative taking him out fishing on a traditional wood boat and showing him how to bait a hook. These shots are also interspersed with footage downloaded from TikTok that show Filipino workers on freighters and cargo ships dancing to Budots music. Budots is spelled B-U-D-O-T-S. As well as Simon taking selfie videos of himself dancing in his room. Budots is a specific form of electronic music and dance that originated in working class areas of the southern Philippines, and in recent years has become popular across the Philippines. The music is fun, and the dance involves bending one's knees, slowly gyrating at the hips, and moving one's hands in tight and circular motions above the head. The sound in each video plays over top of one another. It was Simon's intention to reference the din and noise of a worksite, where the sounds of music, tools, banter, and conversation all overlap. I have now described all of the works in the main exhibition space. From here, I am going to orient myself to the south and begin walking to the back of Grunt Gallery. On the west wall, to the left of Past Future Past, there is more vinyl on the wall. This vinyl has the same logo and font as the other vinyl, with added text below that reads, "Break Room, Exhibition Continues," with an arrow directing me to continue to the back room of Grunt Gallery. I walk past the stairs on my left-hand side that lead to the upstairs offices, and am now in the break room.